On September 30th, the South Dakota Lottery turned 25 years old, a quarter century after the first scratch ticket was sold. On Friday, 2 days before the anniversary date, the State Lottery Commission met in Pierre to discuss changes in the state's video lottery, which has been around since 1989. Video lottery has been seeing some falling revenue in the past couple of years. Under a strategic plan adopted last week, the state could become more of a financial partner with video lottery businesses. And with us on the line now to discuss the plans is South Dakota Lottery Executive Director Norm Lingle. Mr. Lingle, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you, Carl. I'm happy to be on your program and share some of the goings-ons here at the South Dakota Lottery.
Yeah. What were some of the major plans and discussions that came out of last Friday's meeting?
Well, you know, let me give you a little background on how we got to this point is that, video lottery is the second largest source of revenue for the state of South Dakota. Trails only sales tax, and with the smoking ban that the voters approved back in November of 2010, video lottery took a hit from that, and our lottery commission, realizing the importance of the video lottery revenue to the state, decided that hey, maybe we need to take a serious look at this and look at things that we can do to ensure that video lottery remains a viable and sustainable source of revenue for the state of South Dakota. And as part of that, at a commission meeting back in May of 2012, earlier this spring, the commission met for an afternoon and a morning, and we heard from gaming machine manufacturers. We heard from members of the industry here in South Dakota as far as, hey, what are some ideas that can be implemented to help the video lottery revenues? And through that, a number of items were identified that could potentially assist, those items then were laid out in kind of a plan, looking at the near term, looking at things that may be take us into the 3-year term, and then looking at long term, which we defined as 5 years and greater, and also realizing that hey, this is a working document, it's a fluid document, that every year we're going to be looking at this and probably making adjustments to this plan. When you look at some of the probably specific items that were talked about and included in the strategic plan, and probably the one that a couple of the items that were acted on at the Friday commission meeting was we had a couple of declaratory rulings. We had two declaratory rulings that one dealt with a payback percentage requirement, whereas that declaratory ruling, which was enacted shortly after video lottery came into being, that the commission would not consider paybacks greater than 92%. The commission voted to remove that declaratory ruling, understanding that within existing administrative rules, there was provisions for a manufacturer, if they think they have a game that they'll knock it out of the park, to where they can come in and make their case to the commission, and the commission can, at that point, determine if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
I was just wondering what the definition of a declaratory ruling and how that works.
Really, you know, it's probably declaratory ruling, as I understand it, is really more of a policy statement. The way the lottery has defined it over the years is more of a policy statement as far as what the policy will be of the South Dakota Lottery.
Okay.
The other ruling that was talked about at that point was dealt with seating requirements within a video lottery establishment, and really, I think it was an area that that language was amended a little bit to basically say, hey, the South Dakota Lottery is not going to tell you how many seats that you need within a video lottery establishment. The establishment owner, along with the operator that has the machines in that establishment, are in a better position to determine what is the appropriate number of seats that need to be there.
What is it right now, or what has it been for the seats?
Yep, the rule of thumb in the past was two chairs for every video lottery terminal that's within that establishment.
Was there a reason for that?
You know, I think a lot of it dealt back to the early days of video lottery. That declaratory ruling was in place since 1993, and so that was in the early days of the lottery. And I think a lot of it was just, South Dakota Lottery was the first lottery to implement video lottery, and so I think they did not have any other lotteries in which to draw upon some of their experiences, and so I think a lot of this was just put in place as kind of a guidance, and frankly, just they never went back and addressed it to see if that type of a ruling was still needed.
The news that I read, the news reports that came out after the meeting on Friday, one of the pieces was that the state could become more of a financial partner with video lottery businesses. Can you share a little bit more about what that means and what part of the plan or proposal that is?
You know, certainly. It was probably about a year ago that, a little over a year and a half ago, I guess, that the Lottery Commission took a look at the existing video lottery rules and game suites being offered, and decided to open it up to what we refer to as line games. And part of that was to help with the recovery from the smoking ban, but also realizing that the vast majority of our machines currently out in the market are 20 years old. They're becoming obsolete. The parts are hard to come by to keep those machines running, and that we needed to do something to keep the program moving forward. And with that, they approved the line games. We have a lot more manufacturers that are licensed in South Dakota. We went from, I believe, 3 to currently 9. And so with that, and we're seeing those turn some of the machines being replaced, we also need to the ultimate goal is to try and look at how can we assist with encouraging replacement of those older machines to which parts are becoming hard to come by to keep the machines running. And so the commission said, hey, you know, we need to look at what are the possible incentives that we could be offering at the lottery to assist with that?
So the state will help the businesses buy these new machines? Is that
well? I don't think the details haven't been worked out. In fact, I mean, this just was approved on Friday, and so one of the tasks that I have, along with others here at the lottery, is to look at what, if any, types of potential assistance can be provided to incentivize the folks to invest in the newer machines.
Do the businesses, they buy the machines, they pay for the machines?
That is correct. The South Dakota Lottery does not own the machines. We have what's called licensed operators that actually own and place the machines.
Now, you mentioned these new video lottery machines, the lineup or line games. Now, those are different from the traditional, the poker, the blackjack, and the keno.
That is correct, yes. That's a whole different play style. They are very similar play style to what you would see in more your traditional type casinos out in Deadwood or on any of the tribal casinos.
Since those machines have been in venues, is there any records, or do you know how successful they've been? If the revenue has been increasing with those machines?
We have been tracking that, and for the 4-month period between May 1st and August 31st, we are seeing where the line game machines are performing at approximately $20 more per day in net machine income. So I think that it appears that the machines are bringing in a little bit better play and also helping to increase the revenue as well.
You mentioned a couple of times that the smoking ban, one of the reasons for the decline in video lottery business. Is that anecdotal, or do you have evidence or reports that there's actually that those two things are related?
I believe that it's related, and I can point to when the smoking ban was actually implemented. I believe on November 10th of 2010, we immediately saw a decrease of somewhere in that 18 to 19%, and it came back a little bit, but we actually bottomed out. I can refer back to, for example, at the end of this fiscal year, June 30th of 2012, net machine income, the state share of net machine income for video lottery was approximately $88 million. In fiscal year 10, it was right at about $107 million. So there's about a $20 million drop in just the state share of net machine income.
Some of these changes with the new games and getting new machines in venues, what happens if these changes don't increase the video lottery revenue like you would like to see?
You know, right now we don't see any indication that's the case. Now, I think going forward that we're going to continue to see us kind of on the upward trend. And so I, quite frankly, don't anticipate us dropping any further.
Now, this is, as I mentioned, the 25th anniversary of the South Dakota Lottery. How is that being marked? Is it being observed in any special way?
You bet. We, starting, back in June, I would suppose, of this year, we did kind of lay out a plan leading up to September 30th of the actual anniversary date. We unveiled a 25th anniversary logo. We are recognized over 100 instant online retailers that have been with us all 25 years. We actually brought back and had a replica of the very first scratch ticket that we launched, kind of the 25th anniversary of the very first ticket. And we also had a separate another ticket that honored the 25th anniversary as well. We did various promotions and had various giveaway items too to help recognize the contributions of the lottery over the past 25 years.
In looking back over the past 25 years, what do you think the impact of the lottery has been on the state?
Well, I can tell you from a financial standpoint that over those 25 years, the lottery has generated over $2.1 billion for the state of South Dakota. But beyond that, I think that it's provided an opportunity and a place for players in South Dakota and South Dakota residents to participate in lotto-type games that they know are being run fairly and accurately.
Well, Mr. Lingle, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
Norm Lingle is the executive director of the South Dakota Lottery, which marked its 25th anniversary on September 30th.